You're listening to KTAH LP Radio Tacoma. Hey, you guys, this is Miss Smith here. And I also wanted to let you guys know that summer is almost over. And I know you guys are ready for the children to get back into school. There are some activities going on for middle school kids. If you go ahead and check your emails, Tacoma Public Schools is now enlisting before September 4th. They're enlisting in after-school activities, so hop on that. Following next will be elementary schools as well for activities. I know some people, we've discussed about daycare and everything like that, but these are the activities that allow more time for you at your workspace. So do not miss it. I wanted to give a shout out to AWACS 1 Million. He will be back in the studio upcoming. We have a new hit maker from him. And I'm pretty sure if everybody's from Tacoma, they will love this one that I've been dying to release. And it is coming out and we are going to take a good listen to that. I also want to shout out the barbershop in Tacoma, the Tacoma Mall. Sion, let me pronounce his name right. Sion, he is available to cut hair. He will get you guys right for school, so take that with you. I also want to let you guys know that I am in my finals. Next week, I'll be taking my test for being licensed private investigator. I am so happy I made it through. I still will get my certificate and everything like that, but I've done well. This is just a part of my journey, and I am pushing through. Yay, yes. Yes, you guys, yes. It's been a long time coming, so I'll be out here doing my mission, saving the day.
And you're also a notary, right?
Yes, I am a notary as well. So that's one of my independent jobs that I do in my other job. But I got a full plate, you know.
Yeah, you got a lot going on.
I also wanted to let you guys know I am an advocate. I do advocate for Mercy Housing Authority, and I lend in ideas. Also, Adam, he works with Radio Tacoma and Music Heart as well.
Adam Martin.
Yes, Adam Martin. Yeah. Man, he is very great. Like, me and him had the longest conversation last week, and we're putting together some ideas because me and him are partnering up for, you know, women, men with children and everything like that for the community. And we're seeing what we can improve and educate and be able to be on our grind. Like, that's our mission with helping people, you know, whoever I come into contact with, you know, I put them to Adam, and Adam, me and him just piggyback on each other.
Excellent. He's a really nice guy.
Yes, yes, yes.
He's a smart guy too.
He's very smart. What I will say though is for the housing authority, I've been putting together some ideas to where, you know, if we look at clothing banks right now, right?
Right.
And if you live in a community,
yeah,
what we're about to do is have a clothing bank in the community. So where people are, you know, when they get the where they live at the low income.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to imply to put in there and to put in. We're going to imply to put in place that whoever lives there and their clothes are too small, too big for their kids. Yeah. They can go ahead and donate if they're still in good standing.
Well, kids grow out of things so fast.
It's exactly.
Like they're practically new when they grow out of them.
Yeah. But it will help because some people don't have cars and stuff. You got to think of it that way.
Exactly.
They can't get to all these destinations. But if you have that in your particular building, that space there where you get donated stuff already.
Right.
And then they have donated clothes too. Everybody's winning at the same time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because so, we don't want this stuff to go into landfills.
No, no, no. I mean, look what they do anyway. Once you donate it, people donate it to Goodwill. People donate it to churches, which is really good,
yeah.
You know, because it's free. Uh-huh. But if you're donating to Goodwill and stuff like that, you still got to come out of pocket to pay. Yeah, it might be $1 for something else, but then it's $5, then it's $10, then it's $11.
The prices are going up in Goodwill. I'm positive they are.
Yeah. So it's like for people that don't, you know, that have a lot of children, some don't have a lot of children, but the affording stuff like that should be, I think, to be honest, you know, recycling is the way to go.
Exactly.
So that way everybody can have a turn.
Everybody wins.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. So that was one of the things that we're going ahead and get together and do and put in place. And then I was thinking about a series.
Oh, a radio series?
No.
Oh, sorry. No. Okay. No. I have a one-track mind. Sorry.
No, I'm thinking about doing a series, and I've been putting this together for about a year and a half, to be honest with you. So it's been like, you know, contemplating where to put things, who to do this and who to do that. I have my uncle. He's very good and with technology as well. And it lightens the load on what I have going on. So it's just a small progress every time. So he's going to do the credits for me.
Uh-huh.
You see, I'll be doing some of the video. And then I was trying to get somebody else to do the video. But it's just about picking the right people to be a part of this progress. Because it's like Tacoma. Yes, we've been on certain shows. Certain people been on certain shows, stuff like that. But you don't have your own series in your own town and somebody else is doing that with you. So it would be like, yeah, you know.
I heard that the Tacoma Fire Department TV show, that they use a fire department building from California. And I think that's so terrible.
Yeah, no, it's just like, okay, well, you know, and I think it would be good. It highlights the fact of people's struggles.
Yeah, more local stuff. Yeah. That's the thing. It's like we want to hear about what's happening locally.
Yeah, so I'm trying to get it. Well, I know how to get it to where it would be going on some of the mainstreams, stuff like that. Like, again, I said, I've been putting it together for about a year and a half. It's just about who I want to be able to give that shining light to.
So yeah. If people are interested in helping you, should they contact you at Radio Tacoma or?
Yeah, they can contact me at dsmithradiotacoma.org.
Uh-huh.
You know, some. I mean, I'll be out there giving out information too, but it's not going to be as broad stream like that because when I'm selecting people, this is your title, you know, so I'm not here to play any games.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
you I'm here to trust the people.
I want to make sure that you understand that this is a series, your stepping stone and everything like that. But at the same time, wherever it goes after this is whatever you prosper in.
Yes.
But, you know, what comes with that, you can't always get big headed in everything. And that's kind of where people take it and run with it like, oh, well, this, you know, you got to understand that you're starting from somewhere. This is scratch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm putting my time and effort in it as well as, you know, oh, I know people are like, oh, are you going to be a part of it and stuff like that? Really, I don't want to, but I am. It's not about like, this is not a movie. So I'm not sitting up here. You got to be here at this time. This all natural.
Oh.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a walkthrough of naturalness. And if you got to release your all or just snippets of what you got to do to be able to heal, move on and show people your talent, that's what it is.
Right.
And that's something that me and Adam was talking about.
Oh, okay.
A little bit of what, you know, I had in mind for my own stuff. But I thought it would be a great deal because, you know, he likes to stay in the background as well as I do, too.
Yeah.
I do, too. But yeah. And so I will be out here searching and watching.
Okay.
Before I really make that, you know, come
to
fruition.
It'll be a little while.
Okay. Yeah,
but we'll stand by for updates.
No, you know what? And not only that, even though you don't like to be noticeable,
yeah.
Remember I had mentioned, like, you know, sometimes we come up in here and we can chit chat with some of the crew member and they could come in here. And this is kind of like a life journey. You see what I'm saying? It's that as well. So it'll be pretty cool.
So this is a reality series. This is not.
Well, I don't like to call it reality because reality is like acting. They're really acting.
Yeah, they're not real.
This is surreal.
This is surreal. This is a surreal series.
Yeah. For real.
Surreal series for real.
Yeah. So that'll be, you know, different concept, but, you know, the greatest that everything is what it is in Tacoma. On that note, I know that I don't know who was all there. I did mention to a couple of people I ran past through last week about the giveaways that they have for school. They had some already. I don't know if they're still doing it, but I know they did. And hopefully everybody got their school supplies, you know, at People Center. They had it at Wilson. They also had it, I think, at Gironi. They were giving out coats, haircuts, food, backpacks, you know, stuff for the children. And that's what I'm saying when we're out here moving as a community, because if you look at other states down south and stuff like that, they're spread out.
Yeah.
They're spread out. Then the buses are spread out. Even if when people take buses, it's hard to even, you know, locate where to go, how to do things.
Yeah.
You know, education. Yeah. They go to school. They go to school in the summer.
Yeah.
So
they do.
They go back to school in the summer before, because we get out. They get out earlier than us. But at the same time, this is what the greater Northwest has, though. This is what I'm saying. People need to grasp the opportunity of things that are available. You touch, smell, hear.
Yes, and share.
Right now that is available, because when you go to different states, they don't have these necessities for you. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So don't pass up anything that you think is less than valuable. Yeah, you might have all of this, but then one day when you have to put all of that money towards your car.
Yeah. Right. And the cars always need something.
Yes. And you know, you wanted to get the Benz and you wanted to get the most expensive cars that is foreign. Yeah. So now your kids are looking at, I need, well, it's either food or
coats or shoes or,
you know,
school supplies.
I'm saying, but it goes a mile away, a long mile away. And I know Radio Tacoma on Facebook, you guys check that out. They do also have resources as well. Don't forget to check them out. Don't forget to check me out, because we did do the Music Heart. I was a part of that. I did my poetry. And another thing, I found out an easy way to get my book out. So, yes. I found the easy way to do it. I have like a whole bunch of poems. I've been working on some of the, because they're stories too.
Yeah.
And I just found out, like, you know, a page, you can write a sentence for a page. To get the book out fast. I was like, oh my goodness, that's a technique. Like, I love writing.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And it's just like, sometimes I do write sentences, but I'm like, nah, I want to make the poem longer. But you really don't have to do that to make it outstanding and get that word across to people. You see what I'm saying? It takes very little.
Yeah. Yeah.
For people to understand what you're talking about.
Right. Right. Yeah.
And that just eased my mind once I found my book could come out next month.
Well, your mom's got a couple of books.
Yes, she does. She really does. Sandy goes to, let me make sure I said it right. Sandy goes to the beach. I believe it's that one.
And I'm unique.
And then, yeah, there was one with my sisters. I don't remember that book. But we do have, if you guys listen to the past one when my mom was on here, it's on here. And please, mom, don't listen. I've been very you try to give me a trouble now, because I don't remember the books like that.
We can cut this part.
You guys, please take care of yourself and everyone around you. Be mindful of your safety. Be mindful of just anybody that's negative, you know. Stay positive. Keep your spirits high. Everything shall pass. And have a good one.